Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, live in Johnny's Lounge, Beaver Dam, Wisconsin. We're on the road again, Dom. Feels like the first time. I'm so nervous. Be gentle.
You'll be fine. Riding a bike, man.
We got a fine guest right now, live via Zoom, joining us, I believe, from California, Bill Press. He's a pundit. He's a podcaster. He's a friend of ours. Bill, are you in New York or California or D.C. or Beaver Dam, Wisconsin?
Well, let me just say, I guess the invitation to Johnny's Lounge kind of maybe got lost in my email.
Right? Oh, come on, Bill.
I don't remember seeing it, but no, I'm back from California and back in D.C., right, where it's about 90 degrees today. And, it's like running for your life to just stay out of the way of the cicadas that are flying around.
We don't have any of that mess. We just have bad governance and lots of Republicans all around us. We went to the red part of the state here, Bill.
Go ahead, Bill. I lost your mic there. I was going to say, we have bad governance and a lot of Republicans and a lot of cicadas here, right? So,
right.
I prefer the cicadas.
We don't have the bugs. Otherwise, we're covered. Bill Press, the January 6th commission, and you think it would be an easy choice. You think there would be overwhelming bipartisan support. And, of course, there's not. And my understanding is Mitch McConnell is asking senators as a personal favor to vote against the truth and to vote against the investigation of the truth. Bill, this seems pretty indefensible, but here we go again. They're not afraid to do it publicly. Filibuster.
No. They're not afraid to say publicly what they believe privately, which is they think, get this, right? They think, wrongly, I believe, that this having this commission would hurt their chances in 2022, political chances. Therefore, they're willing to say publicly, we will not pursue the truth. We will not tell the American people the truth. We will not find out the truth. Because we think politically that could hurt. I think it's the most cynical thing we've ever seen in politics. Joe Biden today said, President Biden, I guess I should say, I can't imagine anyone voting against it. And I really think that's true. But if you go back, remember, there was bipartisan support for this. Right after January 6th, everybody said, oh my God, we had to run for our life. They were going to hang Mike Pence. Right. They were running senators down. They were going to kill Nancy Pelosi. I mean, the whole thing, everybody said, we got to get to the bottom. How could the most, what we thought was one of the safest buildings and the most protected buildings in the entire freaking world, how could this happen? Right. How come we were so unprepared? How can we be sure it doesn't happen again? Everybody was for it. And then suddenly Kevin McCarthy and Mitch McConnell changed tunes. And of course, McCarthy oppose it in the House, although 35 Republicans voted for it. And now Mitch McConnell, you're right. I heard that today from Carl Hulse, a reporter for the New York Times, who's a neighbor, ran into. And he said McConnell is calling people and saying, personally, I need you to do this for me. I think he is nuts. I mean, I don't know that there's any list of what you need to become leader, Republican leader of the House or the Senate, but being smart is not one of them.
Well, lacking a soul certainly seems to help. That's our good friend Bill Press. He's back in D.C. We're on the road again. Devil's Advocates in Beaver Dam, Wisconsin, in Johnny's Lounge. But Bill, the mother of the dead cop, Sicknick, his mom went up to the Hill and begged to meet with these Republicans to encourage them to go forward with this, January 6th commission. And at least I think Ron Johnson took the meeting and issued a few platitudes, but ultimately is still voting against, effectively the whole Republican Party. I mean, perhaps accepting Susan Collins, Murkowski, and Mitt Romney, but that's not enough to move this thing forward, is it, Bill?
No. For first of all, not even Susan Collins has said she would vote for it yet. She still wants some amendments. By the way, what she's saying, I don't think is a bad amendment, but she's still not on board. So right now it's two, Mitt Romney and Lisa Murkowski. I think every single Republican who voted against this ought to be thrown out of office for, you know, malfeasance or whatever, just not doing their constitutional duty. Again, there are legitimate questions. It doesn't matter whether you're Republican or Democrat. How the hell did the United States Capitol, which is like a fortress, how could it be overrun by 10,000 crazy Trumpers, armed, and trash the Capitol, destroy documents? You know, made these members run for their lives. As I said, they were going to try to hang Mike Pence. Killed police officers. Pummeled and killed police officers. And we don't find out how it happened. It's unbelievable. But what you said about the mother of this officer, Brian Sicknick, yeah, right, who went there to meet with the Republican, not all of them would meet with her. Remember way back after Sandy Hook, the parents of those 21 six-year-olds from Sandy Hook came to the Capitol, met with the Republicans and said, please, please remember our babies and do something about this gun violence. And the Republicans just stood up and voted against them anyway, just like they'll vote against the mother of Brian Sicknick. It's disgusting. Absolutely disgraceful. Again, I hope Democrats just carry that list around everywhere they go in 2022. That one vote alone, to me, is reason for throwing them out.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Our pal Bill Press joining us via the Zoom.
Can I add something? Kevin McCarthy is the worst of all. Of course, it's hard to say anybody's worse than Mitch McConnell. They're both equally right. Bad, I guess. But remember, McCarthy told his pal from New York, right? Okay, Congressman John. Oh, I got his name. Anyhow, forget it. Said, go work out a deal. Here's what I want in the deal. They got everything they asked for in the deal, and then McCarthy still opposed it. And you know what the lesson of that is? You cannot negotiate with this gang of Republicans. So I say that teaches you and should teach Joe Biden that trying to make a deal with them, thinking you can make a deal with them on infrastructure, on the minimum wage, on the January 6th commission, on voting rights, anything else is impossible. They will stab you. They will pretend they're talking to you. They'll pretend they're interested, and they'll stab you in the back, which is why we've got to get rid of the filibuster.
Well, that's the point, Bill. They'll engage. They'll negotiate in bad faith. They'll want compromise. They'll get perhaps some compromise, and then they will vote against it anyway. They've been doing this at least since the ACA. So I don't think it's Joe Biden specifically, Bill. I think it's Manchin and Sinema that you really have to worry about in that regard, right? I mean, Joe understands.
Absolutely. All I'm saying is, yes, those two, they've got to decide whether they're Democrats or not, right? As far as, right. As far as I'm concerned. They got to decide whether they represent the American people or are just trying to save their own political ass. I mean, to me, this is a no-brainer. The reason I say Biden is because he's got these great plans. You know, there was the stimulus package. They got that through with only Democratic votes. Now he's got a great infrastructure plan. He's got that great family plan coming up next. And he's going to introduce his budget tomorrow. The idea that he's going to be able to get Republican votes for what are really essentially good ideas and what America needs is zero. Zero. He may get Romney. He may get Murkowski. He's not going to get any of the rest of them.
Bill, other news breaking. I want to get your sense. You've been around a long time, my friend. Have you ever heard this? A former president being investigated for a multitude of crimes in many states. Cy Vance, Manhattan DA, engaging with a special grand jury. My understanding, witnesses are told to be ready for testimony. A former president has never been charged with a crime, Bill. What's your take on the current circumstances?
My take is, get the orange jumpsuit ready, extra large.
Bill, you wrote an op-ed of that sort for what, The Hill?
For The Hill.
Before this news even dropped, your prescience, sir.
Yeah, I got it. And so, look at the legal landscape, right? He's got two criminal investigations in New York State, right? So the Attorney General of New York, Letitia James, and as you mentioned, Cyrus Vance, who's been at this since 2018, who's got 8 years of his tax returns. And Cyrus Vance, Letitia James, upped her investigation from civil to criminal. Why? Because she's discovered evidence of crimes committed. Cyrus Vance empaneled a grand jury. Why? Because he's got evidence of crimes committed. Then you got the investigation in Georgia, which is being handled by criminal investigation by Republicans, not Democrats, because he interfered with their election. And then you got this E. Jean Carroll, who's accused him of raping her in a Bergdorf Goffman, department store. And that case is still open. I think there's a 50-50 chance at least that a former president, Donald Trump, is going to be charged with crimes, taken to court, and could end up in jail.
Hey, Bill Press, you got time for one more segment for us, buddy?
I got nothing better to do.
All right.
I think you got a cocktail there. You could, you know, or is that iced tea again? Or you don't have to tell, Bill.
Sorry, oh, this absolutely. Is a Diet Coke. But I'll put some rum in it after the show.
Now you're talking, Bill. Come back with us, Bill Press, all right, our fine guest. Bill, you know we're in a bar. It's been
What's your beverage of choice there? I don't see anything.
Double Captain Diet Tall Glass. Keep them coming all night long. Keep it coming. More Devil's Advocates live from Johnny's Lounge, Beaver Dam. Our fine guest, Bill Press. We'll be right back. Got to order some drinks, Bill.
I drink, and I know things.
Are you talking to me?
I don't know if you know the Devil's Advocates, but they are kind of a big deal.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show live from Johnny's Lounge in Beaver Dam. We're going back to our pal Bill Press from the Bill Press podcast, joining us via the Zoom. Bill, thanks for sticking around, man. We appreciate it as always.
Glad to be with you.
I wanted to get your sense. Kurti and I were discussing the constant agitation, you know, the big lie and how the Republicans are seemingly playing their base, keeping them riled up with what we consider, and as far as I can tell, the facts prove, are lies, right? And the question becomes, do you think that this is a good strategy for the Republicans that will, you know, propel them to success in the midterms?
No. In a word.
Well, tell Kurti why, Bill.
And you know what? I have to tell you, first of all, look, I'm a lifelong Democrat, and I'm proud to be a Democrat. But let's face it, Democrats are bedwetters. They drive me freaking crazy. Because they're always nervous. They're always wringing their hands, right? And everybody I talked to today, they're so worried about 2022. That it's inevitable, they say, that they're going to lose the House, maybe lose the Senate, and then Trump's going to get reelected in 2024. I don't buy that at all. And one of the reasons I don't is because I think the Republicans, all they've got is the big lie. What are they for? That's an honest question. Can you tell me anything they're for? I mean, they're for white supremacy, but they don't say that, right? But
elections,
they don't have any
reform
programs.
Elections, well, they're rolling out all sorts of anti-voting laws, election reform, Bill.
I'm sorry. In the state legislatures, they are. But I guess I'm focused on the Congress because that's what I cover. But they haven't put forth any programs or policies of their own. They're anti-vote reform, right? They're anti these January 6th commission. They're anti anything Biden wants. They're anti the minimum. I mean, they're just anti, anti, anti. But they've got the big lie. And, you know, it is true that 70-80% of the Trump base support the big lie and believe it. But that doesn't get them any new votes.
No, but it keeps.
That is a losing, I believe, a losing strategy. And, Kurt, I know I'm going to jump in, but just one final point. So Lindsey Graham says, 2022, we want to talk about the future. They're not talking about the future. If they're still in bed with Donald Trump, all they're talking about is 2020. So I think the big lie is a losing strategy for the Republicans.
But, Bill, it is keeping their base engaged, much more so than the Democrats are keeping their base engaged. I mean, the Democrats elected Joe Biden, and we seem quite happy and pleased with ourselves, and we're back to doing our lives. And the engagement level amongst Democrats in recent polling I saw overnight, way off, and as it should be. We're not in a presidential election cycle. But guess what? The Republicans, while it's off a little, they're very engaged, Bill. And midterms are about turning out yours district by district. My fear is, doesn't matter the truth behind the lie. The fact is it keeps their voters engaged, and they can't wait to go out there and vote against Joe Biden or vote against the House members that would impeach Donald Trump. I mean, I think they're going to be highly engaged, Bill.
Well, a couple of points back. Number one, yes, their base is engaged. But that's not enough to get elected. Joe Biden beat, their base was engaged in 2020. Joe Biden beat Donald Trump by 7 million votes. Our base was engaged, right, in 20. And nobody energized the Democratic base better than Donald Trump. Thank you, Donald. Seriously. Now, the challenge, you're right, though, on this group, the challenge in 2022, and we always, Democrats always fall down on that in the past, is keep the Democratic base engaged and make sure they understand that the midterms are absolutely as important as the presidential. 2022 is as important as 2024. And that's a real challenge. But, you know, there are more grassroots organizations out there than ever before, like Indivisible and Run for Something and all those groups. They're doing great work. And I think, unlike Obama, that Biden is going to be engaged in 2022, and he'll be on the road supporting state legislative candidates, congressional candidates, and Senate candidates. And that'll help.
Well, Bill, let me push back on you, my friend. Here's my thought. National election, presidential election. No doubt there is much more support for the Democratic Party generically and nationally than there is for the Republican Party. But, of course, the Republicans got to set the maps for so many of these congressional districts. They only need a handful of wins, Bill, and a couple of close races, and they win back the House. Now, setting aside the Senate for now, here in the state of Wisconsin, Ron Johnson's very vulnerable statewide. But district by district, I don't think there's a vulnerable Republican in the state under the current maps, Bill. My fear is it's not about winning broadly. It's about winning each and every district. And I think currently, systemically, the Republicans, through the gerrymanders, have got a real clear advantage. And they've got engaged voters on a case-by-case, district-by-district level. You know, I'm worried that history will repeat and Dems will lose the House, and probably Joe Biden will get impeached on some trumped up charge.
All right. Look, I'm not saying you shouldn't be worried. We should be worried. But, you know, we should be worried and then work our ass off. That's the answer. Don't worry and go in a corner and cry. Gerrymandering is a real problem. But I remind you, under the old gerrymandered districts, Democrats cleaned their clock in 2018. Okay, we can do it again in 2022. You just got to work harder. That's the point. But don't give up, and don't do the gloom and doom. You know,
Gloomy? Who's doomy? we're in a bar. We're having fun. We go into the red part of the state, and we got good friends like you to keep us cheerful. Bill
My
Press.
Prediction: Democrats hold on to the House in 2022.
You're my prediction.
And the pain.
Bill Press, he's a podcaster, he's a pundit, he's a friend of ours. Bill Press, thank you so much for
hey
the
guys.
Generosity of your time.
Thank you, Bill.
Put all some right. rum in there, then you'll be all set, sir. Come back, we're at Johnny's Lounge. They will always put some rum in your Coke. Your phone calls could be next, 844-967-2789.
What's your prediction?
Prediction?
Yes, prediction.
Pain. The next time, we're going to win the old-fashioned way.
Good heavens. Are you still trying to win?